Good evening.
There you go.
Welcome to Augusta's final concert of the 1993 season. We're thrilled to have you here this evening, and we have a tremendous show lined up, one I've been looking forward to all summer. My name is John Lilly. I'm the publicity coordinator for Augusta, and I'd love to hear how you found out about Augusta. So if you see me at intermission, let me know whether our press releases are getting out to you. But we have a wonderful show for you this evening, and we're dedicating it to the memory of a musician who was scheduled to perform here. Many of you knew Tom King. He was here the first week of Augusta and was scheduled to be here this week. We lost Tom this summer, and all of the Augusta staff and performers here this evening dedicate this concert to Tom's memory. We do have a display in the lobby for those of you who would like more information about Mr. King. We have a tremendous show that covers a wide range of musical styles, from gospel music to old time to Cajun, and it starts off with a performer who gave just an absolutely gripping performance this afternoon at the main stage at the Augusta Festival. Ethel Caffey Austin has been one of the mainstays of Augusta's vocal program. She's been here, she couldn't even remember how many years, but she's sure at least 15 years. She is living in Charleston, although she was originally from Fayette County out near Mount Hope, describes herself as a real hillbilly, and in doing so, I think dispels many stereotypes about what the people from the mountains are like. Ethel's a tremendously powerful performer, tremendously sophisticated singer. I saw her recently on a West Virginia Public Television show, 1 hour dedicated to her work. She's going to appear on 200 television stations nationwide, a program that's going to air this fall called Great American Music Shop. Look for that on your local public television stations. You might have heard her last spring in performance on Mountain Stage on national radio with Joan Baez and Kathy Mattea, or you might have seen her locally here in Randolph County. She's been here for the previous year, and I just found out she will be here for another year as artist in residence, sponsored by a Teagle grant at Randolph County Public Schools and right here at Davison-Elkins College. So with all that said, let's bring her out here with a warm round of applause, Ethel Caffey Austin.
Well, hello. How you doing? Great. It's been a great week, and I've enjoyed every moment. We've had a lot of fun, and I hope that the classes, those students who have been in the classes that I've had an opportunity to share in those classes this week, I really hope that you can take some of those things home. I know one or two people are going home, and they intend to shock their friends, relatives, and family with the style of singing as well as the style of playing that they've picked up during this week. I'm going to begin with a song that I really became inspired when I heard some of the old songs that were done this week, and I pulled out some things that I heard Mom and Daddy sing years ago. The first song is I'm Out on the Battlefield.
My Lord.
battle is almost won. The trumpet will be sounding for the coming of the sun. I'll lay my armor down and pick up my robe and crown, for I'm out on the battlefield for my Lord. See two gentlemen that I have really grown to love, and one of them always teases me about my weight and about getting in vehicles. He always talks about it going down as soon as I get on it, but and I'm not going to mention his name. But Mr. Hawker and also Mr. Wine are some men that I have really grown to love, and they've been gentlemen every time I've seen them, and I'd like to dedicate this song to them. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, where the morning I pray there'll be
I heard a student sing a song that I'm going to have to sing later. I know it a little differently, but I have to do it because she inspired me. I'm working on the building. And I also heard the bluegrass people playing it over, one of the bands was practicing it. Excuse me, I had to say that too. I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the blood stain. Banner for my Lord. Well, just as soon as I get through. Working on the building. I'm going up to heaven. Get my reward. I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation.
Such a pretty piano, I can't help but play just something without singing, because this is a beautiful instrument, and there are times I wish I could play a banjo or a guitar, because it would be easier and I could tune it, but really, when I have, if they would just give me a piano that's tuned, and one that sounds as pretty as this every place I go, I would be a happy camper. Thank you.
It is my great pleasure and great privilege to be able to have the mini class, the mini gospel singing, the mini gospel choir, they've been working all week, and they've done a marvelous job, and they did sing out in the park today, and I just wanted to share a number with you tonight with them singing on stage. Would you give them a round of applause as they come? We got two rows. A number of people had to go home today. Some left right after this afternoon when they sang. But I still think we have a stage full here. If I can have two rows, please. You did a marvelous job. Thank you. We're going to share this song. A few years ago, when Ian, I think his name was Ian, I know his last name was Kennedy, was here. And I enjoy the song. It's a beautiful song, and it's just a means of showing people that no matter who you are, no matter where you are in the world, we can link together with music. Music has no barriers. Music has no color except what's on the page, the black and white on the page. That's it. Amen. And so this song was written, the words were written by Dottie Rambo, and the song is Amazing Grace, but it's a different version of Amazing Grace, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Ethel Caffey Austin. It was great. I'll bet you didn't expect that when you came in here tonight. I know I didn't. That was fantastic. Ethel has recordings for sale. They'll be available in the lobby. And if you'd like to sing some gospel music, you'll have your opportunity tomorrow morning. The Augusta Festival will conclude with a gospel sing, a non-denominational gathering in our chapel, which you had to walk right past as you came in the front entrance to this building at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And you'll have a chance to join with others in singing gospel music. If dancing is more to your taste, that happens tonight after the concert. There will be squares and contra dances up in the dance pavilion. Our next performer was here during the second week. He's a very well-known blues guitarist and singer. Sparky Rucker is from Knoxville, Tennessee, and just recently moved to Lexington, Kentucky. So those of you in Kentucky now can take advantage of his proximity there. He is also an historian. This week he was on staff here at Augusta teaching a class in the history of minstrelsy, and the music went along with that tradition, as well as the music of the Civil War. And his new recording is a CD called Blue and Gray in Black and White. And I've heard some takes off of that. He sings with his wife on there, music of the Civil War. So with all of this to draw on, I asked Sparky what we could expect this evening, and he replied that if you define yourself, you can find yourself. So I dare not describe this. I say we ought to just cut him loose out here. Are we about ready? I think we're almost ready. Don't want to cut the sound crew short. How about a hand for this sound crew? They're working hard. You know the MC is running out of things to say when he gets a hand for the sound crew. But actually, we really do appreciate your fine work. They do a great job. Once more, let's get him out here, Sparky Rucker.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back here at Augusta, here in Elkins. I was tuning it back there where everybody was singing. Why don't you sing a song with me? See, if you'd wear a hat, so you wouldn't have that problem.
Drown him. Oh, Mary,
gave Noah the rainbow sign. What did he say? No more water till the fire next time, Lord. And Pharaoh's army got drowned here. Oh, Mary, oh. Look out, this old world, she gonna reel and rock, Lord, and Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, we're singing. Oh, oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn, and Lord, and Pharaoh's army got drowned. Got drowned it. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, we're singing. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn, singing. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn, Lord, Pharaoh's army got drowned it. Singing at Vocal Week is you just kind of lay back and kind of cruise with it and let the audience do it, you know. Oh, mercy. It has been a good week. We've explored a lot of possibilities together this week. And didn't get to do much blues playing this week, so I'm going to have to do you a blues song. I got the blues now. I'm getting old, I think, or something. I'm tired. You folks wore me out this week. Old Delta Blues by Sun House. Called Louise McGee, Death Letter Blues. If you see a little girl, call Louise McGee, want you to please do me a favor, want you to shake a little hand for me if you see a little girl. Lord, they call Louise McGee. I want you to do me a favor, shake her little hand for me. Now look here, baby, said if I don't go crazy,
said if I don't go crazy, Lord, if I don't go crazy. Look here, little woman, child, I'm about to lose my mind. Lord, you keep me worried, bothered all the time. Got a letter this morning, children. What do you reckon it read? Said, hurry home, hurry home. You know, the little girl that you love is dead. I got a letter this morning. What do you reckon it read? What you reckon it read? It said, hurry home, hurry home. The woman that you've been loving is dead. But when I got there, children, she was stretched out on a cooling board. I fell on my knees and I asked for mercy from the Lord. She was stretched out on a cooling board. Fell down on my knees. I asked for mercy from the Lord, Lord, Lord. Walked up to my woman and I looked down in her face. I said, goodbye, pretty baby. Sorry that I can't take your place. With her tears in my eyes, I was studying the sweet lines of her face. Goodbye, pretty baby. Sorry that I can't take your place. But wait a minute. Want y'all to hush. I hear my woman calling my name. Said it wasn't so loud. You know she called to me nice and clean. I want you to hush. I want you to hush. I hear my woman calling my name. Said it wasn't so loud. Whispered Sparky, nice and plain. So if you see a little girl called Louise McGee, want you to please do me a favor, want you to shake a little girl's hand for me. If you see a little girl that her mama called Louise McGee, shake that little girl's hand for me.
More people died in the Civil War than all of the wars that Americans fought in up to the Civil War combined, up to the Vietnam War combined. More Americans died in that war. This is a song by Walter Kitteridge. Toward the end of the war, a lot of prisoners of war, they were no longer exchanging prisoners.
tenting tonight on the old campground. Give us a song to cheer our weary hearts, a song of home and friends we love so dear. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground. We've been fighting today on the old campground. Many are lying near. Some are dead and some are dying. Many are in tears. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground. Tired of war on the old campground. Many are dead and gone. Of the brave and true who've left their homes, others been wounded long. Sing it with me. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground. Dying to dying tonight, dying on the old campground.
During the last year of the war, there was a religious revival. Something about war makes you do that, doesn't it? You know, it makes you deal with your own mortality. This was a particular favorite song from both sides. A song that had been popular in the religious revival, the early 1800s, during the time of the camp meetings.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoices nice to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, those violets he washed all my sins away, washed all my sins away, washed all my sins away. And there may I, those violets he washed all my sins.